This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study into the book of Revelation. You know, we went through a lot yesterday, probably more than I have ever drained out of the scripture. And to be honest with you, yesterday's study was very, very important because it seemed to be inspired. And I offer it to you if you'd like to listen to it. It's covers a lot in the end times, the Battle of Armageddon, Ezekiel 38, and also Daniel. And it's over a 30-minute study. And I wanted to get through that, and I'm not going to go over it again. So you might want to go review it. It very much, I was surprised to even myself to get that much information out of those. I've never seen it that way, but it came to me, and I shared it. And if you'd like to go over it, it's available, and it'll be uploaded online as well. So now we are past that. Now 9:20 to 21, these verses provide a confirmation that the trumpets are warnings for the wicked to turn away from their evil doing. The problem is that the wicked are not heeding the warning, and neither do they do heed the warning today. They ignore it. And throughout the Old Testament, the prophets viewed the nations as God's instruments in bringing blessings and punishment upon his people, while the modern might have a difficult time with that kind of determinism. But that seems, you see entire countries acting as if they were God's puppets. The principle is the same as with the natural disasters, actually. But, you know, it's you have to view it in that respect, because God is in control. And he's got precedence over the devil, actually. So we have to view some of these as being God's instruments. Now, people are God's creatures too, and what God is doing, we have to own this one way or another, whether it be collateral damage to the innocent or not. Now, the angel with the small scroll in chapter 10. Let's get right into this. The angel with the small scroll. Then I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a halo around its head. His face was like the sun. His feet were like pillars of fire. In his hand he held a small scroll that had been opened. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. And then he cried out in a loud voice as a lion roars. Who's the lion? There's only one lion, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices too. Remember now, we have seven thunders. When the seven thunders had spoken, I was about to write it down, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have spoken." This is very interesting. "But do not write it down." Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore, "By the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, there shall be no more delay. At the time when you hear the seventh angel blow his trumpet, the mysterious plan of God shall be fulfilled, as he promised to his servants. Now we're finding out here that servants are prophets, actually. And the seven trumpets, then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went up to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. He said to me, take and swallow it. Now it will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be tasting as honey, sweet as honey. I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it in my mouth. It was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Chapter 10 and verse 1. This angel, this particular angel, maybe Gabriel, the archangel, whose name means Mighty One of God. The halo recalls the rainbow surrounding God's throne. It is caused by the light of the angel's face shining on the cloud, which he was covered. And God, face it, God has his own light. He can make it. His face, like the sun, recalls the description of Christ, actually, in chapter 1. His feet, his legs, like columns of fire, calls to mind the angel that stood in and rose from the flames of the sacrificial offering made by Samson's father, Manoah. That angel brought the annunciation of the birth of Samson, even as Gabriel brought the annunciation of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ to Virgin Mary. 10:2, a small scroll. Now, this scroll is described in much of the same way as the one in chapter 5. Both descriptions are taken from Ezekiel 2 and verse 9 and 10. John is told to eat it, as Ezekiel was also. Do you remember that? The two scrolls are definitely different here in Revelation, but the scroll with the seven seals was the scroll of human destiny in a general sense. The small scroll describes specifically what will happen soon from John's standpoint. Its contents are revealed in 11 verses 1 to 13. The preservation of God's people from spiritual harm, the emergence of the beast who murders people of God, resurrection of the dead, the destruction of ancient Babylon, but modern Babylon now. This will be expanded and described in detail in the remainder of the Revelation. His right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. It represents the global heart of this message in the scroll, as well as the phrase in 10:5, in which he raised his right hand to heaven, recalls a vision in Daniel 12 and verse 5 to 7, in which the two angels appear, one on either bank of a stream. The one upstream raised his hand, his right hand, and his left hand toward heaven. The description of Gabriel's voice suggests that he speaks with a voice of God, with the voice of God, as a true mediator, messenger, would speak. Angel means messenger. As a lion roars. Amos 3 and verse 8 compares God speaking to his prophet with a lion roaring. The seven thunders raised their voices too. In Psalm 29 verses 3 to 9, the expression, the voice of the Lord is repeated seven times, followed each time by a description of the power of his voice. Now, chapter 10 and verse 4, do not write it down. The same voice which earlier told John to write down what he saw now tells him not to write. Apocalyptic books typically contain visions that are sealed or which are known only to the seer. It is not known what the seven thunders might be. Perhaps John's readers also already knew. I don't know. Maybe he preached it. But what they were, and he only needed to refer to them by title, or as the text says, they are simply prophetic visions, which John saw but was restrained from writing down. Besides including these visions, he would have spoiled the design of the book, which, as it stands, it has seven sections. Perhaps it was really the voice of the editor. Who knows? It's hard to say for sure. 10 verse 7. Mysterious plan of God. This phrase in Greek says literally the mystery of God. The ways of God are mysterious even to God's most devoted followers. Isaiah 55 and verse 9 says, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. Yet mysterious as are the ways of God, they are not random in purpose. They're not purposeless. God has a plan. John and his followers will not need to wait much longer for this plan, activated by opening of the seven seals. He could have been at that time, or future. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey. This, the order here would seem to be reversed. Ordinarily, one would first taste something, then become sick. The scroll contains primarily a description of the suffering of God's people, which will make John sick to his stomach. And secondarily, a description of the destruction of Babylon, and which is sweet to his, and the destruction of Babylon, which would be sweet to the lips. 10 verse 11, John is about to tell us what the little scroll contains. Now, we're going to take this up tomorrow because we're simply out of time. So be sure and stay tuned for all of these messages, because you never know when something might become so powerful. Not because I'm saying it, but because the Holy Spirit is, I notice here, is bringing a lot of things, new things, out of this book. And I'm amazed. So tune in tomorrow for 10 and verse 11, where John is about to tell us what this little scroll contains. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We just ask that you reveal it to us in power and anointing, in great understanding of your word. Don't let it escape us. Help us to receive Christ right now by the blood of the Lamb. Let us be covered by your Spirit and covered our sins. Be dismissed, totally taken away. And in its place, your salvation. We thank you, Lord, for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us. Actually, call us now. We got a phone. 928-368-6766. Leave us a message. We'll call you back. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.